Many more Americans are expected to turn to nursing homes for long-term care by 2030, and Georgia has a lot of work to do to get ready for that. A report last year by the Kaiser Family Foundation found nearly half of all nursing homes in the state received low ratings for quality care. We wanted to learn more about the problem that resulted in bad marks for Georgia's facilities. So I turned to Robert Burke. He's a professor of healthcare administration at George Washington University. And I also asked Victoria Nguyen of Atlanta to join us. She learned about some of these challenges firsthand when she placed her grandmother in a local nursing home.
The room that was right next door to hers caught on fire. So for us, it was
a guy with an oxygen tank lit a cigarette.
It was a woman. Yeah, I think she smoked in her room, and I think the bed caught on fire, and there was just fire, smoke everywhere, and I found out about it on the news, and so we got a phone call. I think a few hours later, but I found out about it on the news first, and so of course we were frantic, rushed over there. Could not find her.
And you asked the people that worked there, and they didn't know where she was.
Nobody knew where she was, and she doesn't speak any English. So we didn't know if she ended up in the hospital, if something happened. But all we knew was the fire happened right next door, so we thought the worst, right? So we roamed throughout the whole building, looking in every room just to make sure they didn't move her, and was trying to figure out, well, you know, during that time, we're trying to figure out which hospital she was placed in case she went. We found her. We kind of asked, you know, was everything okay? Was an assessment
done?
She's
covered in soot.
Yes, all over her face. And we asked, and nobody knew if she was okay or not. But she looked dazed, confused. Of course, you know, all this was happening to her. She was moved around. But we found out, you know, nobody really properly asked her in her own language, Chinese or Vietnamese, to figure out if everything was okay.
Okay, Robert, this kind of story, although it's not among the worst that you see in reports about this, how common is it to have these kind of issues?
It's more common than most people readily understand. I feel sorry for the fire. You know, that's a whole other set of life safety code issues that are very different from the other types of issues that I think that we're also facing in long-term care. And as I listen to the story, one of the things that jumped out at me is that if I just mentioned three elements that I think are really running the entire issue. First is the whole aspect of turnover of staff, especially among the certified nursing assistants in long-term care facilities. We know that the turnover in facilities rates at over 100% per year. So that means the facility is constantly hiring and trying to replace folks that are moving and leaving. And the second is that what most Americans don't realize is that 90% of all direct care provided in nursing homes, especially for the long-term care resident, that's the person over 90 days, are really provided by the certified nursing assistant, who, by the way, its educational minimum is 80 hours of training, period, plus a lot of in-service as they go along the way. But with the turnover, that changes dramatically. So I think the aspect of turnover, the second is the issue of prestige of the job. Many people don't find nursing homes to be very exciting, let alone people who work there. Well, we've done a lot of work with both nurses and administrators about their jobs and found out that the biggest problem they have in themselves is the aspect of low prestige in the community.
Yeah.
Not too many people think about that as being tremendous. And the last point is pay. I mean, they're paid in most, where it's a right to work state and so forth, is probably minimum wage, right around minimum wage. So put those three things together, and we have a boiling pot ready to boil over and cause all sorts of problems like the one you just heard.
Robert, help me understand a few of the other things that came out in this particular report. First of all, they've used this new star rating, I think, since 2008 to kind of help consumers like Victoria choose nursing homes. And about a third of nursing homes that are certified have ratings of maybe one or two stars, quite low. And then 50% have high ratings, four, four and a half, or five stars. So it's almost as though they're either at the high or the low end of the spectrum. Any idea why that is?
It's all actually a part of how the elements that go into the measurement factor. And the five-star rating is done not as a portrait, but as a snapshot of what's happening at the facility during the time when that snapshot of data collection is taken. So it's a good proximal indicator as to what's happening, but it's not the be-all and the end-all. And I think it really helps in the providers who get the low scores. They get a report of what they really need to do for helping them to get a higher score. For those that are a higher score, it helps the consumer to see, well, what sort of is the average? But I would recommend that no matter what the score is, because, again, it could be a little bit misleading on the day of when the testing was done, is that the consumer really needs to go and spend some time in and out of that facility to see what the quality could be.
Victoria, did you use the star system at all when you were choosing a new nursing home?
So we did look online and found a whole bunch of resources, but, you know, like he was right, it really helped us when we went out to go visit. And to be honest with you, we were really, you know, going during times when people would congregate together to kind of see the diverse groups that were in there, to kind of meet with the providers and kind of ask questions on whether they could, you know, work with someone who's limited English proficient. I mean, there were really great answers, but I think when it comes down to it, it's just really looking at the plans and the trainings that they have in place.
That was Victoria Wynn of Atlanta talking about her experiences with her grandmother's nursing care. We also heard from Robert Burke. He's the Gordon Friesen Professor of Healthcare Administration at George Washington University.